Good morning. So, I've never tried anything like this before, but I woke up feeling really strong. And it's a different kind of strength than I've ever felt in my life. So, I want to share this experience with you because I think that you have this strength, and I think that you gave me the ability to feel this kind of strength. So, this is going to be weird, but stick with me, okay? Roll your shoulders back. Like stack your shoulders on top of your pelvis. It doesn't matter if you're sitting or standing. And then bring the base of your spine right in line with the base of your pelvis. You'll kind of feel the moment where no part of your body needs to hold you up. More like everything is so in line that you're just kind of floating. Yeah. I'm still in bed. I'm sitting cross-legged and I just felt it. So once you get there, close your eyes. And I want you to put one hand over your heart, not your chest. In yoga and in meditation, they refer to this as the heart chakra. In mindfulness, they just call it like your chest. But doctors call it, you know, your heart. And that's what it is. It's the vital organ that powers our entire body. And it's strong when you close your eyes and when your body is just sitting. And you take a couple of deep breaths, suddenly you feel it pounding, pumping blood through your entire body. And you realize how cool it is that this little organ the size of a fist is powering your entire system. It is constantly just going and keeping you alive, and you don't have to do anything but feed it and sleep and go for walks, which are things that make you happy anyway. And then your heart gets stronger. That's the kind of strength I'm talking about. We have survived so much this year. And I'm not talking about the pandemic or politics, though. Holy shit, did we survive a lot there too? I am talking specifically about ourselves. When lockdown happened, I don't know about anybody else, but I was horrified that I was going to have to spend that much time alone with my own thoughts. I hate silence. I listen to music in the shower. I watch TV shows to fall asleep. I have something on in the background at all times. And the idea that I wouldn't be able to go out on the weekends and talk to other people and spend nights in bars or go to hotels and just get away was terrifying to me because I didn't want to be trapped in the house alone with myself. And I think a lot of other people felt that too. We all started gardening and making bread and sending drones to the building across the street to try to go on dates with our neighbors. It was a really weird time, right? But then we got bored. And as we got bored, we started to turn inside ourselves. We started to look inward. We started to poke and prod at the things that we had been avoiding for all those years by listening to music in the shower and playing podcasts on our drive to work and falling asleep watching the same TV shows. And at first we just tried to listen to new music and different TV shows, but then we realized that wasn't really the problem. The problem was that we had things we needed to think about and talk about. Things we'd been avoiding. But we didn't want to. It was hard. It's hard to unpack years and years of trauma or avoidance. Or even just to lie in bed and think of all the things that made you cringe in middle school, and then to wake up the next morning and go to work, right? But it's a little bit easier to wake up the next morning and turn off your camera for your Zoom meeting. And so slowly but surely, you and I and a lot of other people began to work through all those little thoughts that we had been working so hard to not look at, or listen to, or acknowledge. And for me, when I held a lot of my fears up to the light, in the wake of the fact that we were enduring history over and over and over again every single day, none of it really mattered. And the big things, the trauma, the things that did matter, I had the power to reach out to you and to other people who had gone through the same thing. I got to open my phone and I got to see people just like me and people who weren't like me at all share the same stories. And it was hard, and sometimes I disagreed with the way they went about it, but over this past year, I've realized that I'm not alone. And you aren't either. There's strength in that. And I feel like that strength comes from our hearts. That strength comes from the empathy that we share with ourselves and with one another. Because we don't have to cringe at the things that we regret in our past. We can just look at them and say, okay, that was probably not the smartest thing to do at the time, but based on the information I had, it's the only decision I was ever going to make. Oh, wow, is that a lawnmower? You know what? That's okay. My neighbor has decided to mow his lawn early in the morning, and I'm not going to get mad about it because I'm stronger than that. So, I hope that your eyes are still closed, and I hope that your spine is still stacked. You better not be slouching, asshole. Take a deep breath. Place your hand over your heart. Feel it pump blood through every corner of your body. and think about how strong you are. Think about everything that you survived with a smile. Think about the stories that you are able to tell and laugh at. Think about the ways in which pressure creates diamonds, not in an Instagram caption way, but in a real scientific method way. The way that coal gets pressed and slowly those molecules just reform and reshape and they merge with one another. And they turn into something new and different and shiny and hard. One of the hardest surfaces in the world. Because strength is not something that we are born with. And strength is not something that we come by easily. And I'm gonna talk louder now because apparently his lawnmower is a riding lawnmower and it's getting closer to my window. strength comes from within, and it comes from our connection to others. Strength is based on our empathy, and it's based on how hard we want to work to process all the shit that we've been through in our past to build a better and brighter future. And so, as the sun rises on this sunny morning, feel strong. Thank your heart for powering you up to this point. Thank your spine for stacking straight and holding you up. And thank the silence, because it's in these little silent moments with you that I began to figure out how strong I really am. Good morning. What's for breakfast?